Hello, this is Anne from the Teaching English team with the next in our series of Audio Boo posts. You'll find links to all the resources I'm going to mention in the post that accompanies this recording. First, I'd like to talk about how we can help our students with vocabulary and language building. I'd like to thank Nick Peachey for bringing our attention to a great new resource that's called Just the Word. It's more than the usual online dictionary. Type in your word and it gives you examples of how it's most frequently combined, plus a list of collocations and examples of how these have been used in context. You can also create a Wordle cloud with the most common collocations, which I think is a really good way to help your students to use and to learn them. Undoubtedly, it's a resource to have on hand when you're in the classroom, and also one to recommend to your students for their own self-study. I'd also like to thank Sharon Turner for sharing with us a table she's produced to encourage students to take a more active role in building up their vocabulary and developing their language skills. What's more, Sharon's created a really helpful VoiceThread tutorial to show us how it works. We also have some fun resources on our Premier Skills site. Here you can help teachers build up their football-related vocabulary. The resources include online games and also phrasebooks you and your students can download. So check those out. Last Saturday we had another Teaching English online chat, and it came with a real variety of interesting contributions. Mohamed Tahar, for example, asked what strategies teachers need to rely on to adapt the materials we use for teaching reading and listening in mixed ability classes. In the short time I've got for this audio boo post, let me just focus on what I think are some useful approaches to the problems of teaching reading. There's a great tip on our Teaching English site from Paul Kay. It's about getting students to read text out loud, and Paul makes suggestions also for helping them to concentrate and focus on the text in hand. You'll find some really helpful advice in an article from Michael Swan. He talks about how we can use reading text more constructively by varying student input and output. So, if you're interested in improving your teaching strategies in this field, do check these links out. We also had a question in our online chat from Sarah Sinnott on using drama in English language teaching. So if this is something that concerns you too, why not read the two blog posts I've included in today's links? One is from Ken Wilson and the other is from Ania Musialak, and both of them are full of good ideas. Our next Teaching English online chat will be this Thursday morning. Check this post out for the details of that, and I really hope to see you there. Getting back to the theme of reading, you might be interested in a really enjoyable way of improving your own reading skills. Why not join us in our online reading group on the Teaching English site? Here you can meet up with teachers from all around the world and share your points of view on short stories and poems written in English. So, that's it for today's recorded post. Please do let me know if you found it useful or have any suggestions for what you'd like me to include in the next one. Bye!